This is the Detroit Evening Report for Thursday, May 19th, 2022. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News. The Detroit Public School District will spend $700 million of funds from the American Rescue Plan Act to build 5 new schools and reopen 7. The Detroit News reports 64 other buildings will also get renovations such as roofing, heating, and cooling. A handful of buildings will also be demolished. Superintendent Nikolai Vitti says the building repairs will not increase taxes for Detroiters. The district will have community engagement sessions regarding the new buildings. Vitti says the work will begin in the spring. The City of Detroit's Parks Planning Team is sharing a draft of the Parks and Recreation Strategic Plan until June 30th. The draft includes updates for the next 10 years. Meanwhile, the agency is reviewing 700 survey responses, working with 27 focus groups, and reading through comments. 2 more in-person open houses will be held on May 31st and June 28th before the deadline. Detroiters can visit DetroitMI.gov to leave feedback. Bridge Detroit and Detroit is Different held their first town hall yesterday at the Norwest Gallery. It's the first of 8 town halls that will be held to find out what Detroiters need. Housing and public transportation were among top concerns. A third of the residents in District 1 fall below the federal poverty line. Bridge Detroit reports $30 million were allocated from the American Rescue Plan Act last year to repair roofs for seniors. The city allocated $426 million to community projects, but Detroiters want more money allocated to home repairs. The next town hall is May 24th at the Detroit is Different incubator space. The City of Detroit announced the groundbreaking of a new community center near the Detroit River today. The new center receives $5 million from the Strategic Neighborhood Fund from Roger Penske of the Penske Corporation and $1.68 million from the City of Detroit bond funds. The building will also feature a resiliency hub for residents sponsored by the GM Climate Equity Fund, adding solar power energy in the building that will assist during power outages and floods in the city. The City of Detroit's Office of Arts, Culture, and Entrepreneurship and Art Space is hosting a community meeting next Tuesday to share information about affordable artist spaces in the city. The event will be held at the Charles H. Wright Museum and live streamed on the City of Detroit's social channels. The Coalition for Police Transparency and Accountability is asking the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate the Detroit Police Department. The coalition, made up of groups like Michigan Liberation, the Detroit Justice Center, and others, is concerned about an increased use of force by DPD since 2020. ACLU of Michigan attorney Mark Francher says Detroit police engage in practices that are harmful to society.
A culture which says that the way to deal with a community that has challenges and problems with crime and violence is to intimidate them.
The Detroit Police Department was under a federal consent decree for 13 years. The oversight ended in 2016. A DPD spokesperson said the department has no comment at this time. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Nargis Rahman, WDET News.